Hare Krishna.
Use breaks to break the mind's spell on you. The mind is like a magician that casts a spell. Sometimes we may have seen a hypnotist. That hypnotist casts a magician casts a spell on someone, and once the spell is cast, that person simply acts to fulfill the will of the magician. The magician may say jump, and this person will start jumping. Sit, the person will sit. So now, for this person to be protected, to not become a slave of the magician, it's vital that the person not enter into the spell of that, not allow the magician to cast a spell, or the magician has already cast a spell, then somehow break that spell. Otherwise, as long as the spell is going on, that will spell the slavery of the person or the subject. So what we need to do is recognize that, okay, a spell is being cast, and resist the spell or counter the spell. So still, mind is like a magician, and the mind also casts a spell on us. If, for example, if you're chanting, you may say, oh, this chanting is so boring, and I have to do it, it's already 8 o'clock in the morning, oh, 8 o'clock, oh, today actually, my son is going to become 8 now, and if he becomes 8, then he will actually need more salary, and if he needs more salary, I have to earn more, maybe I have to take an extra job, but if I like take an extra job, where will I get any other opening? Oh, actually, I remember reading something in my mobile. Oh, and immediately, what was that? Oh, I saw something on a website. And we may start going, we may, from where we were trying to concentrate on the holy name, we may end up surfing the net, and we may spend hours at that sometimes. So, once the mind casts a spell on us, we get completely lost in that spell. The best way to avoid, now the mind is right next to us. So it's very difficult for us to completely reject the mind. If we had a magician who was going to cast spell on us, we could just tell the person, don't come near me. And we could send the magician far away. But we can't do that with respect to the mind, because the mind is right next to us. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Uddhared Atmanatmanam Natmanam Avisadayet Atmaivahi Atmanau Bandhur Atmaivaripur Atmanaha. So, Uddhare Dhatmana Manam. He says, raise yourself with the mind and do not degrade yourself with the mind. For the mind is the friend as well as the mind is the enemy. So, we need to recognize this dual nature of the mind and make sure that the mind acts as a friend for us, not as an enemy. So, how does it act as an enemy? By changing our priorities, by making us do less important things so that more important things, which give us greater nourishment, we have no energy left to do them properly, and then we feel bored and tired even by doing those things, and in that way we lose all spiritual energy. If you are not to lose spiritual energy like that, we need to stay focused, we need to stay pure, we need to stay determined, and such focus, purity and determination is what characterizes devotion. The path of devotion is the greatest path, and it enables us to readily connect with the all-attractive Supreme Krishna. And once we connect with Krishna, we find that a current of happiness passes through us at every moment when we are connected with Krishna. Rishyami cha muhur mahu. As Sanjay tells at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, that again and again at every moment I am relishing nectar. Oh, this is the state which one can get to when one gets absorbed in the remembrance of Krishna. And this is a state that we all aspire for and we all can achieve by the gradual purification that comes to the process of bhakti. So let us be enthusiastic about practicing bhakti at whatever level we can. Thank you. Hare Krishna.